Speaking about fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer, I know that it's a very, very hard subject for many people to accept it. And today in the church, we have two kinds of opinion. There is one part, they say that no, Jesus has paid the price on the cross for us, so we don't need to give give another sacrifice for our life. Jesus suffered for us, for our life, and today we don't need to fast again to get something from God. It's true, we believe that God, Jesus has done everything for us. But you have to know that there is one part of a Christian who say that we have to give some sacrifice to our Lord again. And we know that in the Bible, Paul is not ashamed to say that we have to give our body as a living sacrifice to God. Why Paul is talking again about sacrifice? So, as a Christian, we have to do something in our life to get in the presence of the Lord. We don't have to say that, oh, Jesus has done everything and we cannot even pray because Jesus, all God knows everything. No. This point, I think that we accept it. And today, you'll find some churches, there is not power of God. Why? Because people just listening what their body is talking. They don't believe in what spirit is talking to them. And when you are talking about fasting and prayer today, I know that maybe for many people for a long time, they didn't get time to fast. But we are talking about prayer. If we call people for prayer in this place, I know that so many people will come to pray. But if you are talking about fasting, anyone has his own reason to say that, no, I will not come. There are some people who are under medication. They can say that, no, I cannot come because, you know, the doctor said that I have to take this medication all the time. So I don't have time to come to church to fast. Somebody will say that, no, if I fast, I feel that my body that doesn't respond. I cannot be strong. Yeah, really, you cannot be strong because if you are fasting, you can be weak physically. Amen. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about now. So, I'm very happy to be in this place because God has put something in my mind. I know that actually so many people, when they call them to preach, there is so many tools in the world now than before. You can just check your internet, check their fasting, you'll find so many preaching about fasting from internet. There is what you call concordance for Bible. You can take so many verses from concordance and come to church and say that I want to preach. But today, especially, I would like this Holy Spirit to speak to someone in this place. That's why I've wrote something just to explain my mind. When we are coming in presence, when we say that we are fasting, we are praying, what is the first explanation we can give to this idea, to fast? Is it possible to fast today, as the Bible asks us? That's why we see the first thing in the first dear we'll see. We have some rules, I call it rules to observe for fasting to be pleasing to God. It's a time of approaching God, dedicated to seeking His presence, standing before Him, listening and praying. I think that so many people are so surprised. They was waiting me to say that no, to fast is just to say that I stop to eat now. I will not eat. But you have to know that the first idea when we are fasting, we need to be near to God. And we dedicate to seek His presence, to be in the presence of God. Someone who decided to fast, we cannot say that when we are home, when we are in the street, when we are somewhere, we are not in the presence of God. But this is the special moment we decided to be in the presence of God, to be concentrated, to stand before Him, to listen what He's talking to us, and to pray. Because there are some people who are fasting, they just decide that I will not eat, but they don't have time to pray. You can see someone from morning to evening, he doesn't have time to be in the presence of God to pray, but he said that, no, I'm fasting. But when you are fasting, there is something we have to do, to listen what God is talking to you, and to pray. So fast, it's also the time of self-reflection, of self-examination, which must lead to humiliation, to confess our sin, to make a new decision. We can take every point here. When we want to think about our life, I can just say, now I want to stop something. We'll see it in the second things, because when we are talking about fasting, it's not only food. You say that I have to think about my own life. What am I doing in this earth? Why God created me? I can start to think about my own life. It's the moment of self-examination, which must lead us to humiliation, to confess our sins, to make a new decision. In the Bible, if you see in the Old Testament, it was the time people was coming to God. Sometimes there were some kind of back, if I can say something like that. And people was crying to God because of their sin, because they want God to forgive them. And the third thing, I said that it's the time of reconciliation, to reconcile to God, time of forgiveness, to receive from God, of forgiveness granted to those who have offended us and asked those we have offended. We'll see it in the book of Isaiah 58 and verse 6. It's a time of ardent intercession, supplication, intention, and intense and fervent prayer. I translate my French in what you can see in front here. I don't know if it's exactly what I want to say. Amen. I thank the Lord because that is coming up. Je ne sais pas pourquoi il est là en retard. Je pense que la première des choses qu'il peut faire, c'est demander d'abord pardon à l'Assemblée.
The first thing is to ask forgiveness to the church. I'm very sorry to be late. It was last night and came home 9 o'clock in the morning. So it was not easy. So I tried myself to intercept 15 minutes of smoothing. So I can be fine. But I found out that I was about for 1 more hour.
Et je pense que la première partie que j'avais expliquée, vous avez bien compris ça.
The first part that the pastor explained before, I believe that you understood that.
Parce que même si je ne parle pas l'anglais comme vous,
even though I cannot speak English,
mais j'ai toujours parlé avec Paul et il comprend ce que j'ai dit. Je parle avec George, il comprend ce que j'ai dit. C'est pourquoi je disais que non, je suis fort, je dois parler aujourd'hui. Mais quand il faut parler encore en français, je suis plus fort. Amen. Alors, j'ai donné des explications sur les tableaux que vous voyez ici. Je disais que beaucoup de gens sont surpris parce que quand je parle de ça, je n'ai pas encore fait allusion à la nourriture. Mais nous devons comprendre que lorsque nous jeûnons, c'est un moment où nous décidons d'être vraiment dans la présence de l'Éternel notre Dieu. C'est un moment de prières intenses.
It's actually a moment of deep prayers.
C'est un moment d'intercession.
It's the moment of flowing prayers.
C'est un moment où je dois réfléchir sur ma propre vie.
It's the moment that I have to be thinking about my own life.
C'est un moment où je dois m'examiner, est-ce que je suis prêt à être dans la présence de l'Éternel.
It's the moment which I have to be start to wonder myself that am I able to be in the presence of the Lord.
Vous savez, prier c'est une bonne chose.
You know, praying is something very good.
Mais est-ce que Dieu nous accepte tel que nous sommes?
But the question is God accepting us as the way we are?
Oui, Dieu nous accepte en tant que pécheurs que nous sommes.
Yes, that's true that God will accept us as sinners as we've been.
Parce que nous savons que Dieu aime les pécheurs.
Because the Bible said that God loves those who sin,
mais
the sinners.
Il hait les péchés.
But he hates sins.
Dans l'Ancien Testament, on nous pose la question, qui pourra monter à la montagne de l'Éternel?
The Bible says in the Old Testament, like is asking us the question, who's going to reach to the mountain of God? Who's
qui
going to go to the mountain of God?
Monter jusqu'à son lieu saint?
Who's going to reach in the in holy place?
C'est celui qui a un cœur pur et qui a des mains innocentes.
It's only the person that have a pure heart and innocent hands.
Et lorsqu'on est en train de prier ici,
as we are praying here today,
yeah, une prophétie ou bien une parole de connaissance qui est sortie.
There was a prophecy or a word of wisdom, of knowledge that came out during the prayer.
C'est la femme de Paul qui a donné ça.
It was Paul's wife who gave it.
Elle a dit que lorsque vous vous approchez de moi,
she said that when you coming to me,
et lorsque vous obéissez à ma parole,
and when you obey my words,
nous ferons de votre corps notre maison.
And then we gonna make for your body, we're gonna live in your body.
Donc, il y a l'obéissance dans la parole qu'on nous a donnée par la femme de Paul.
And that we can see that there's obedience in that.
Donc, si tu veux monter à la montagne de l'Éternel, c'est comme un moment de jeûne.
That means that if you want to climb to the mountain of God, it's the moment of fast and prayer.
Moïse, avant de rencontrer Dieu,
Moses, before he met God,
il allait à la montagne de Sinaï.
He was going every time to the mountain called Sinai.
Il pouvait monter seul là-bas parce que Dieu est saint. Dieu ne pouvait pas être en contact avec tout le monde.
He could just decide to go there by himself because God is holy. He cannot be in contact with anyone else.
Et si les gens pouvaient s'approcher de cette montagne-là,
and if people could decide to go as well to that mountain,
Dieu disait qu'ils doivent se sanctifier.
God was telling Moses to tell them those people have to purify themselves.
Et si nous voulons comprendre, c'est ça le jeûne que Dieu veut. Nous devons nous sanctifier,
and
sanctifier notre vie.
If you want to understand that, that is what the fast and prayer that God is requesting us to purify our life and sanctify our life.
Ce n'est pas seulement refuser la nourriture.
It's not just staying away from the food and the drinks.
Il y a beaucoup qui disent que Christ a déjà tout payé pour nous.
You might find that a lot of people that will say that Christ has done so much for us already.
Et nous n'avons rien à faire.
You've already been fast to us. We're not going to fast anymore.
Mais entre dans la parole que Josh a donnée ici.
But if I will go to the words that the brother Josh has given us here,
que Jésus a existé en forme de Dieu.
He said that Jesus existed in the form of God.
Mais il n'a pas regardé comme une proie à arracher pour se faire égal à Dieu.
But he was not trying to be like a God, equal to God.
Il a pris la forme d'un homme, la forme d'un serviteur.
But he took the image of a servant, of a human being, a man.
Et il a appris l'obéissance par des choses qu'il a souffert.
And he learned how to obey from the things he suffered from.
Et à cause de cela,
and because of that,
Dieu lui a donné un nom qui est souverainement élevé au-dessus de tout nom.
Because of that, God has given him the name who is above all other names.
Tout genou doit fléchir dans le ciel.
And that the reason why all the knees shall bow down in the heaven,
sur la terre,
and the earth,
et sous la terre,
under the earth.
Jésus a donné un sacrifice.
Jesus has given us a sacrifice.
Lui qui est fils de Dieu,
him who is the Son of God,
il a fait le sacrifice.
He made himself a sacrifice.
Et tout le monde sait que Jésus avait jeûné 40 jours et 40
and
nuits.
Everyone knows about that story that Jesus fasted for 40
days and
nights. Je ne
veux pas aller de verset en verset dans la Bible.
I could not even go back trying to find
sinon,
many verses about it.
Je vais répéter par la concordance biblique tous les versets bibliques qui parlent de jeûne.
Otherwise, I might just bring a lot of verses that is talking about fast and pray.
Mais je voudrais que vous puissiez comprendre que nous devons faire aussi le sacrifice si nous voulons obtenir des choses spirituelles.
But the major thing I want us to understand is that we need to do sacrifices as Jesus has done to not eat or
voilà.
Do anything else.
Quand on n'a pas la puissance,
you know, when you don't have the power,
on critique les autres.
We might even criticize other people.
Tu vois quelqu'un qui agit dans la puissance avec Dieu.
You see someone in the churches doing miracles according to God's will. Some people who stood and said, this is not God, this is the devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mais avec Dieu, tout est possible.
And people forget that with God, everything is possible.
Le secret de Jésus, c'était la prière et le jeûne.
The secret of Jesus was fast and prayer.
Pendant que les gens dormaient,
while other people were busy sleeping,
Jésus s'est donné une discipline corporelle.
Jesus was giving himself a very big discipline
qui
of his body.
Qui aujourd'hui qui n'aime pas le sommeil?
Who's going to tell us today that he doesn't like to sleep?
Amen.
Amen.
Mais Jésus s'est réveillé le matin quand il faisait encore sombre.
But the Bible says that Jesus could wake up when everyone was snoring to pray.
Marc chapitre 1.
That is the book of Mark chapter 1.
Verset 35.
Verse 35.
On peut lire ça rapidement.
We can read that.
Marc 1, verset 35.
The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35. I'll read in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Verse 36. Okay, stop there.
Quand il faisait encore sombre.
The Bible says when it was dark.
Au moment où nous aimons encore être sous les draps, dormir.
That's actually a very good moment for having a nice dream.
À ce temps-là, Jésus sortait pour aller prier.
But at that time, the Bible says that is the time Jesus could go out and pray.
Donc, jeûner, c'est une discipline personnelle que l'on se donne.
You know, praying and the fast is something you need to have like a discipline for yourself.
Je n'ai pas peur de dire que non, c'est aussi un sacrifice.
I'm not going to be afraid to say that to you that it's a big sacrifice you have to do.
Parce que Paul, il a dit que nous devons offrir nos corps comme des sacrifices vivants à notre Dieu.
Because the Bible says that Paul mentioned that we need to give our body as a living sacrifice to
et
our God.
Dit que Le corps est faible, mais l'esprit est bien disposé.
And Jesus said himself that the body is weak, but the spirit is always there.
Qui peut dire qu'il n'aime pas dormir aujourd'hui?
Who's going to say that he doesn't like to sleep today?
Amen.
Amen.
Mais nous devons faire un sacrifice si nous voulons jeûner.
We need to do a lot of sacrifice to fast.
Si nous voulons travailler dans la puissance.
If you want to work under the power of God.
Si nous voulons voir des grandes choses s'opérer dans notre église, dans nos familles.
If you want to experiment a supernatural power in your life and your family.
Nous devons prendre la décision.
We need to take a decision.
De jeûner.
Of fasting.
Cette décision,
that decision,
ce n'est pas seulement dans nos pensées.
Is not only remained in our thinking.
Mais quand on jeûne, il y a des choses que l'on doit abandonner aussi.
But when we are fasting and prayer, there are also certain things that we should not do.
Le deuxième dia.
And that's going to be a second.
Amen.
Amen.
Fast food.
Fast food.
Chocolate.
Those little crisps.
Facebook.
Facebook. Twitter. Alcohol.
Tu ne peux pas dire que tu jeûnes.
You cannot say that you are fasting.
Mais depuis le matin, tu es toujours sur Facebook.
But if, oh, since in the morning, while you are fasting and prayer, busy on Facebook.
Amen.
Amen.
Il ne faudrait pas que le Facebook existe au temps de Jésus pour que Jésus vous dise que lorsque vous jeûnez, arrêtez de regarder le Facebook.
You know, it's not just like the Facebook could have existed at the time of Jesus, so Jesus could say to people, like, when you're fasting, don't use the Facebook. It was not at that time.
Il y a des gens qui disent qu'ils jeûnent.
There are certain people who may say that they are fasting.
Mais ils prennent trop de café, trop d'alcohol.
But while they are fasting, a lot of caffeine, café latte, alcohol, so many of them.
Je pense qu'il y a beaucoup de mots là-bas.
You can read a lot. Things there, smoking, food, internet, shame, sugar.
Jeûne, on peut arrêter même le sexe.
And sometimes when you are fasting, you cannot even have intimate relationship.
Et pour cela, je pense que c'est nous sommes d'accord, c'est écrit dans la Bible.
And I think that you are okay with me because it's mentioned in the Bible.
Il n'y a pas Facebook, il n'y a pas Twitter, mais le sexe et la nourriture, c'est écrit dans la Bible.
But in the Bible, you're not going to find Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, but you intimate relationship, you can find them in the Bible.
Mais bien aimé, la nourriture parfois, c'est une façon d'humilier notre corps lorsque nous abandonnons cela.
You know, the food are the things that we need to sacrifice for our body.
Nous prenons la décision d'arrêter de manger.
We take a decision of not eating at all.
De boire.
Taking a decision of not drinking.
Pour un temps qui peut être long ou bien un temps qui peut être court.
Just for the short or long period.
Pour le temps qui est long, nous devons être sous l'inspiration du Saint-Esprit.
For a long period, you have to be inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Et pour le court terme, c'est le court période, c'est le temps où nous-mêmes nous prenons la décision. Nous disons que non, peut-être un jour, bien deux jours.
But for the short period, it could be the time you feel like as a Christian. You should pray and fasting for 1 or 2 days.
Mais
every week.
Il faut que tu sois convaincu et que tu aies un sujet que tu apportes devant Dieu.
And therefore you need to have to have a subject or a need that you're going to bring to the face of God.
Seigneur, pardonne-moi.
Maybe you go to God and say, Oh Lord, forgive me.
Parce que j'ai toujours utiliser mon temps pour Facebook.
Or maybe say, God, forgive me because I always spend 48 hours on Facebook.
Je n'ai pas le temps de prier, de rester dans ta présence.
I don't even have 5 minutes to read the Bible.
Aujourd'hui, je prends la décision.
But today, I'm taking a decision.
Je ne veux pas avoir ma tablette dans ma main.
I don't want to have my tablet today in my hand for this day.
Je prends la décision.
I'm taking a decision.
Je n'ai pas regardé même mon téléphone aujourd'hui.
I'm not going to even looking at the social media today for the whole day.
Mais je dois être dans ta présence.
But to be being in your presence.
Parle-moi concernant ma famille.
Tell me about my family.
Parle-moi concernant mes enfants.
Talk to me about my own children.
Amen.
Amen.
Vous savez, quand on jeûne,
you know, when you are fasting and praying,
il y a toujours une raison pour laquelle nous entrons en jeûne.
There always a reason why you need to fast and pray.
S'il n'y a pas les raisons, il faut arrêter. Là, tu fais
if you don't have any reason to do so, don't even try.
Dans le livre de Esdras,
in the book of Esdras,
chapitre 8,
chapter 8,
nous voyons comment est-ce que Esdras avait prié pour lui-même, pour les gens de sa maison, et il avait prié aussi pour l'avenir, pour le futur.
The Bible says that in that chapter 8 that Esdras prayed for his life, for people surrounding him, and he was also praying for the future, for things that have to come.
C'est dans le livre de France.
If you talk in the book of Ezra, chapter 8,
pour ta propre vie,
you know, you can pray for your own life.
Pour entrer dans une dimension spirituelle supérieure.
As a Christian, you can also pray so you can get deeper in the supernatural realm.
Mais malheureusement,
but unfortunately,
il y a beaucoup de chrétiens,
there are so many Christians,
qui sont toujours les mêmes,
they are always remain the same.
Yeah.
They were the same yesterday.
Aujourd'hui.
Even today.
Éternellement.
They will always be the same. They don't want to be changing.
Amen.
Amen.
Il n'y a que Jésus qui peut être le même hier, aujourd'hui et éternellement.
Listen, it's only Jesus who could remain yesterday, today and eternally is the same. Not you and me.
Mais nous, nous devons aimer le changement.
We need to love the change in our life.
Nous ne devons pas rester au même niveau spirituel.
You cannot remain in the same level in your spiritual life.
Ce n'est pas ce que nous étions demain que nous devons être encore aujourd'hui.
It's not what you've been yesterday and that you still want to be the same as a Christian that spiritual life has to change.
Paul donne un exemple. Il dit que non, quand l'athlète court, il se donne toutes sortes de disciplines.
You know, Paul in the Bible said that, you know, the runners, when they run, they give themselves all the disciplines so they can run better.
C'est dans le livre de 1 Corinthiens chapitre 9.
And that's, you can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Pour avoir une couronne corruptible, il faut cela.
For you to receive a nice prize.
Imaginez
you have to do that.
Accept the box.
Just example, imagine someone playing box.
Et pour monter sur le ring.
You know, for him to jump and start to fight,
il veut combattre avec quelqu'un qui se dit aussi champion du monde.
He found himself, he want to face someone who already is holding the title of champion. And then you go there, you say, me, I'm a son of God, I'm a child of God, I'm going to ride the world champion. Even I didn't do all the trainings, I'm going to beat this guy because I'm a child of God.
Amen.
Is it possible?
Tu ne feras même pas deux minutes.
I think even 5 seconds is too much for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Mais Paul maintenant il dit que non, mais nous qui sommes chrétiens.
But the Bible say, Paul say, but what about us as a Christians?
Nous devons faire cela pour une couronne incorruptible.
We need to have all the tactics to do so, so we can have a prize that could not be corruptible.
Nous devons traiter durement nos corps. Ça, c'est Paul qui le dit.
And he said that we need to take care of our body.
Je traite durement mon corps.
I take good care of my body.
I'm treating my body very hard.
I'm treating my body very hard.
Amen.
Amen.
Pour avoir les couronnes qui se trouvent
aujourd'hui. So I can reach that crown.
Dans la Bible, on nous montre les gens qui étaient venus vers Jésus.
In the Bible, they're showing us the people who came to Jesus.
C'est dans le livre de Luc, chapitre 5.
It's in the book of Luke, chapter 5.
Ils ont vu Jésus en train de manger avec les pharisiens, les gens de mauvaise vie.
People noticed that Jesus was eating with sinners.
Il pose la question, mais lui qui est prophète, comment est-ce qu'il peut manger avec les gens de mauvaise vie?
And they ask the question like, him who will say that is a prophet, how is it possible eating with all the sinners?
Jésus donne la réponse et dit que non, ce ne sont pas les gens qui sont en bonne santé qui ont besoin de médecins.
And Jesus answered that it's not someone who is in a good health that needs a doctor.
Mais ce sont ceux qui sont malades qui ont besoin de médecins.
It's only those who are sick that needs a doctor.
Et dans le même texte,
and in the same text, in Luke 5,
l'homme pose maintenant la question.
And they're asking the question.
Pourquoi les disciples de Jean-Baptiste gênent-ils et tes disciples ne gênent pas?
Okay, they ask Jesus a question. Why your disciples are not fasting, but John Baptist's disciples, they were fasting and praying every time?
Et Jésus donne encore la réponse.
And Jesus gave them an answer again.
Aussi longtemps que l'époux est avec eux.
He said, as long that the husband is still here with them,
ils ne vont pas gêner.
They are not going to fast.
Mais quand le poulet sera enlevé,
but when I will be taken out,
at ce moment-là, ils gêneront.
At that time, they will start fasting.
Amen.
Amen.
Jésus n'est pas avec nous physiquement.
Jesus is not with us physically.
Mais il est avec nous spirituellement.
But he always remains with us spiritually.
Nous devons jeûner comme il l'avait dit lui-même.
We should start fast and pray as he said himself.
Et quand on jeûne,
and when we are fasting,
ne croyez pas que le jeûne c'est un moment tellement de puissance extraordinaire.
You should not just think like when you fast you come out powerful. No.
Qui peut être physique, non, ce n'est pas ça.
Like physically powerful.
Où vous allez imposer les mains aux fous et les fous retrouvent leur bon sens.
And then you come in the church, you see someone fool, crazy, with demon possessed. You put in your hand and say like, this one is going to be delivered. No.
Vous pouvez jeûner.
You can fast.
Mais la première personne que vous allez rencontrer dans votre vie.
But let me tell you that the first person that you're going to meet in your way.
Ça peut être le diable.
It could be Satan himself.
Amen.
Amen.
Jésus avait jeûné.
You know Jesus fast.
Et la Bible ne nous dit pas que non, son père est venu maintenant dire, oh mon fils, tu as jeûné.
The Bible doesn't tell us that after Jesus fast and pray, God came, oh my son, look at you how you fast and pray.
Mais la Bible nous dit que non, c'était le diable qui était venu à ce moment.
But the Bible says that it was Satan, the devil, who came the first person to meet Jesus.
Lorsque on jeûne, c'est un moment où le diable se décide d'entrer aussi en guerre contre vous.
You know, when you decide in your life to start fast and pray, is the time the devil he could decide to enter also in the door.
La première tentation.
And the first temptation.
Ça sera la nourriture.
It could be the food.
Et vous devez comprendre que la nourriture est le premier péché. Manger, c'est le premier péché que l'homme avait commis dans
sa vie. And you should understand that the food is the first sin that a man ever done in his life since the garden. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Manger,
eating,
c'est le premier péché.
Is the first sin
que l'homme avait commis.
That a man has committed.
Voilà pourquoi l'homme ne veut jamais se débarrasser de la nourriture.
That's the reason why a human being cannot survive without food.
Lorsque vous jeûnez,
when you fasting,
il faut être sincère.
You have to be sincere with your heart.
Et surtout quand vous jeûnez dans un groupe.
Especially when you fast amongst a group.
Nous pouvons décider dans notre église que nous devons jeûner maintenant, voir les choses changer dans notre église.
You can decide like, oh, in our church we need to start fast and pray. We need to see things change in our church.
Et là, il faut être sincère.
You need to be sincere with yourself.
Parce que vous trouverez certaines personnes.
Then you find other people to be like, yes, of course, we're gonna fast.
Quand vous êtes avec, vous regardez les visages comme des bons gens qui ont gêné.
And when you look at those faces, just like, wow, they've been fasting for years.
Mais quand ils sont à la maison.
But when they just go home.
Personne ne me voit ici.
Oh, Brother Paul doesn't see me here.
And il mange.
Let me just grab some chocolate and stuff in the fridge.
Et quand ils viennent à l'église,
and when they come to the church,
vous les voyez toujours très forts.
And you find them is very strong, like this guy has the Holy Spirit.
C'est pourquoi il faut être sincère.
That's the reason why you have to be sincere with yourself.
Quand vous jeûnez, est-ce que vous êtes sincère vous-même?
When you fast and pray, are you sincere?
Vous savez, le diable nous tente de plusieurs manières.
You know, the devil could come to you and tempt you in many ways.
Les gens croient que non, quand Jésus on l'avait tenté avec la nourriture, on lui a amené donc la nourriture sur un plateau comme ça. Non.
People believe that when the devil came to tempt Jesus, he brought the food like this, like Jesus, this is the food you
non,
can
quand
eat.
Quand vous jeûnez, c'est à ce moment-là que l'on peut faire la nourriture que tu aimes beaucoup à la maison.
Imagine, it's just the time you decide to fast is the time they make a nice meal that you love the most in your house.
Vous jeûnez.
Fasting.
Vous voyez donc, on apporte la nourriture que vous avez beaucoup aimé.
And then you see they bring that nice burger meal you love the most.
Et les pensées commencent à tourner maintenant.
And you start thinking now about all the ingredients.
J'avais dit que je vais arrêter à 18h.
You'll be like, wow, the time is too short. I said I was going to stop at 6 o'clock.
Même si j'arrête à 3h, à 15h.
So, even if I can just stop at 2 o'clock, still God will understand.
Dieu m'a déjà compris.
I think God will understand me in that way.
Et c'est comme ça que les gens font.
And this is what happened to many people.
Ils commencent le jeûne et ils ne peuvent pas arriver à la fin.
And they start with a good decision to start praying and fasting. They can't finish.
Réfléchissons en tant que chrétien.
Okay, let all of us think as a Christian.
Quand on dit qu'on avait tenté Jésus, on a dit que change maintenant cette pierre en pain si tu es fils de Dieu.
When the devil told Jesus that change this stone to the bread as you are a son of God.
Vous croyez qu'on lui avait amené donc des pains, donc des pierres sur un plateau?
Do you think that the devil brought him so many stones?
C'était ici.
It was in the mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Et la Bible dit qu'on l'a transporté sur une haute montagne.
The Bible said they took him to the other level of mountain.
On lui montre tous les royaumes de la terre.
And the devil shows him all the good things of kingdom in the earth.
Si tu m'adores.
And he said to Jesus, if you're gonna just adore me,
je vais te donner tous les royaumes de la terre.
I'm gonna give you all these things you see before you.
Et vous connaissez très bien la réponse de Jésus.
I think most of us you know the answer of Jesus.
Quand on jeûne,
you know when you're fasting,
ne crois pas que c'est le moment où tu dois dominer sur d'autres personnes.
Don't even think that that's the moment you're gonna be start dominating on other people. No.
Jeûner, c'est une grâce.
Fasting is the grace of God.
Ne soyez pas tenté de dominer sur les gens.
Don't even try yourself to be tempted to start dominating on other people.
Et on n'est pas encore. Là, c'est le diable qui le prend. Ce n'est pas Dieu qui le prend.
And they took Jesus again. That is the Bible says is the devil taking Jesus. It's not God.
Amen.
Amen.
Imaginez un peu, on dit que non. Le diable a pris Pasteur Paul, par exemple.
Can you just imagine here as we are here? They said to us that the devil has took Pasteur Paul.
Et l'a amené sur le sommet de l'église.
And he took him to the top of the church. How would you see that? The devil, just that name.
Amen.
Amen.
Comment le diable peut prendre un enfant de Dieu?
How is it possible that the devil could be able to take a child of God and bring him somewhere?
Et lui dit que jette-toi maintenant par terre.
And then now he's telling Jesus, throw yourself down.
Les anges viendront te porter la
Because terre. The angel of God will come down and hold you.
Ne crois pas que lorsque toi tu jeûnes,
Beloved, don't think like when you fast and pray,
tu es même au-dessus de l'église.
You are above the church.
Ne sois pas tenté de faire des choses que Dieu lui-même ne t'a pas demandé de faire.
Don't even try to do things that God didn't ask you to do.
Parce que tu as jeûné.
Because you fast.
Je vais aller marcher sur l'eau comme Jésus.
Then I'll be start walking on the water like Jesus.
Si Dieu ne t'a pas demandé de le faire, tu ne le feras pas.
If God didn't ask you to do so, don't even try.
Donc quand on jeûne,
when you fast and pray,
nous devons détacher les chaînes de la méchanceté.
You need to get rid of all the rudeness.
Nous devons manifester l'amour envers les autres.
We need to show love to each other.
Nous devons être sincères comme je venais de
le dire. We need to be sincere within ourselves.
Nous devons partager notre pain avec ceux qui ont faim.
We need even to be able to share our bread with those who are
nous
hungry.
Nous ne devons pas être méchants.
We cannot be those people having the anger every time.
Nous devons nous débarrasser du péché.
We need to get rid of sin.
Chercher à être attaché à Jésus.
And you have to seek to be attached to Jesus.
Parce que c'est lui qui est le cèpe et nous sommes des sarments.
Because he's the only one we need at that time.
C'est à ce moment-là.
And it's the, that time.
Nous allons obtenir ce dont nous avons besoin.
We're going to receive something that you enter to ask God
comme
for.
Comme je dis que dans le jeûne, il faut toujours avoir un sujet que vous amenez.
As I said, if you decide to fast and pray, you need to have a subject that you're going to bring to God. A demand.
Daniel avait un sujet.
When we check in the Bible, Daniel had a subject.
Nehemiah avait un sujet.
Nehemiah had a subject for prayer.
Paul, qui jeûnait plusieurs fois, il avait des sujets.
And the Paul who was fasting many times had a subject.
Jésus devait commencer son ministère.
And Jesus wanted to start his ministry as well.
Il devait être puissant pour faire les choix des disciples.
He could not be able. Without doing that, he wanted to have more power so he can rule over even disciples.
On peut jeûner pour avoir des révélations aussi sur certaines choses de la
vie. You can also fast and pray so you can have a vision, spiritual vision.
La première église jeûnait.
You know, the Bible says that the first church was fasting.
Et c'est à ce moment-là que Dieu leur a donné une révélation. Il a dit que mettez pour moi Paul et Barnabas à part pour l'œuvre que je les ai appelés.
And that's the reason why God even spoke to them, told them, give me Paul and Barnabas for the work I'm giving them.
Si vous voulez jeûner pour quelqu'un à l'église,
if you want to fast for someone in the church,
vous pouvez bien le faire.
You can do that so well.
Quelqu'un qui est malade, nous pouvons nous décider de jeûner ensemble.
Hey, someone who's sick, you know better. You can even decide to fast and pray or all apart in group.
Quelqu'un qui est tout le temps dans les troubles, l'église peut jeûner pour cette personne.
Someone is in the trouble in the church could decide to pray and fast for the person.
Quelqu'un qui est dans des maladies incurables, nous pouvons jeûner pour la personne.
Someone who always sick in all the season, all every year always sick. You can decide to fast and pray for that person.
Mais parfois nous trouvons que les choses sont normales.
But sometimes what we see is like, oh, everything is normal. I always sick.
Oh, yeah,
that's normal.
C'est normal. Quelqu'un qui est malade, c'est normal. C'est le
docteur. He's sick. Oh yeah, he's gonna see his GP. It's normal.
Les divorces parmi les gens, nous trouvons que c'est normal.
And you find like get a phone call that the divorce somewhere. Oh, that is normal. You start having problems certain times.
Mais c'est l'église qui doit prendre les choses en main.
But what the church has to do is to take things in the hands, start fast and pray for problems.
Et le dernier dia.
And the last one.
Nous terminons par là. Là, je ne commente pas. Vous lisez et vous regardez vous-même ce que vous pouvez abandonner.
I don't want to comment on this. You can just read and decide yourself what you're going to get rid of.
Pour les vrais jeunes.
For the better fast and pray.
Là, je n'ai pas repris d'autres que vous avez déjà vu, tels que Facebook, le Twitter et d'autres.
And there's no Twitter there because we've seen that and the Facebook.
Je vais terminer mon message maintenant.
I want to end my message now.
Il y a trois choses que nous devons garder dans notre esprit.
To say that there are three things that we should put in our mind.
Lorsque vous jeûnez,
when you are fasting,
soyez sincère.
You need to be sincere with yourself, with your heart. Don't lie to your heart.
La deuxième chose.
The second thing.
Lorsque vous jeûnez,
when you fast and pray,
soyez humble.
You have to be humble.
Et la troisième chose.
And the third one.
Lorsque vous jeûnez,
when you fast and pray,
il faut témoigner votre amour envers les autres.
You need to be testifying your love to each other, showing your love to each other, not the hate.
L'amour.
The love.
L'amour.
The love.
L'amour.
The love.
Je pense que Paul nous a parlé beaucoup là-dessus.
I think Paul has spoken to us so much about the love.
Partage ton pain avec les autres.
You need to be able to share your bread with others.
Dans le livre d'Ecclésiaste,
if that is in the book of Ecclesiastes,
chapter 11,
verse 1,
on dit que jette ton pain sur la face des eaux.
You know, the Bible says, throw your bread where others could pass and see.
Partage ton pain avec 7 ou bien 8 personnes.
You can share your bread with 7 or 8 people.
Parce avec le temps, tu pourras les retrouver.
Because with the time, you're gonna still gonna get your bread back.
Mais quand vous jeûnez,
but when you fast and pray,
et quelqu'un vient vous visiter,
and someone enters your house to visit you,
il ne faut pas dire non, nous sommes en train de jeûner, on ne mange pas dans.
And you'll be start telling them, oh, as today you are fasting, hallelujah, so we're not eating today.
Et voilà un peu, c'est ça le message.
This is actually the message I have for you.
Si nous prions et nous ne jeûnons pas,
when we just praying and we don't fast as a Christian,
il nous sera très difficile d'opérer dans la puissance.
It's gonna be very difficult for us to operate in power, in spiritual power.
Élie était un homme de même nature.
Elijah was a man like you and me, human being.
Lorsque Achab mangeait, Élie priait sur la montagne.
When Achab was eating, Elijah was in the mountain fast and praying, looking for God's face.
Il pria et la pluie ne tomba pas pendant 3 ans.
Elijah prayed that the rain should not fall for 3 years and 6 months.
Et il pria encore.
And he prayed again.
Et la pluie tomba.
For the rain to fall down.
Si nous sommes de ceux qui ne croient pas à la puissance du jeûne,
you know, if you don't believe to the power of the fast and pray,
quand je parle de cela, vous dites dans votre cœur, non, ça c'est impossible, un homme ne peut pas faire ça.
You know, sometimes when you say this, some people will say in their heart, no, no one can stop the rain. The weather forecast, no one will stop that.
Amen.
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 C'est possible avec le Seigneur.
It's possible with God.
Mais ça dépend de votre motivation.
And it depends on you.
Un jour, j'allais prêcher quelque part.
One day I went somewhere to preach.
J'allais prêcher, je partais quelque part pour prêcher.
I was actually going somewhere to preach on my way.
J'étais en train d'attendre le taxi.
I was waiting for the taxi.
Et je vois maintenant une pluie là, violente.
I saw a very powerful rain announcing coming down. Then I start praying, oh Lord, I'm trying to do like Elijah.
Que la pluie stop, que la pluie ne tombe pas.
I'm praying, Lord, that the rain should not fall now.
Vous savez ce que c'était passé?
Do you know what happened?
La pluie était tombée.
And before you even finish, the rain was already coming.
Et j'étais mouillé.
And I was all wet.
Quand vous jeûnez, il ne faut pas croire que Dieu va suivre seulement ce que vous dites.
You know, when you fast and pray, don't even just put your mind that God is going to do according to what you're thinking is going to do.
L'enfant de David était malade.
One day in the Bible, one son of David was sick.
David jeûnait et priait.
The king David fast and prayed for his son to recover.
Au bout de 7 jours, l'enfant est mort.
And in a few days, the son passed away.
Les gens avaient même peur de lui dire que non, ton enfant est mort.
And the people who know that David was praying, they were afraid to go announce him like he's dead.
Parce que se disait, quand l'enfant était malade, il gênait, il ne se levait pas, il ne mangeait pas, il ne buvait pas.
And then they were like, when the son was sick, he was not eating or drinking, he was praying.
Mais maintenant que l'enfant est mort,
so now the son he passed away.
Comment est-ce que nous allons lui dire?
How are we going to announce this to David?
Mais Jésus, David avait compris cela.
But David understood it.
Il a dit que non, je sais que l'enfant est mort.
And he told them, I know that this my child is dead.
Il s'est levé.
And then he stood up.
Il a changé ses vêtements.
And he changed his clothes.
Il a dit, amenez-moi les patates là que vous avez.
And he said, bring me all those nice foods you prepared for me.
Est-ce les gens ont dit, mais est-ce que tu peux nous expliquer ça?
And then people ask him, can you explain us this? What does this mean?
Si tu as jeûné,
you know, when you fast,
et que tu n'as pas reçu la réponse que toi tu attendais,
and you didn't see what you were looking at on your prayers,
il ne faut pas abandonner ton Dieu.
Don't give up on your God.
Dieu reste toujours Dieu.
Because God remains God.
Dieu ne change pas parce que toi tu as jeûné.
God doesn't change because you fast.
Amen.
Amen.
Il y a beaucoup de choses que nous pouvons dire là-dessus.
There are so many things that we can develop there.
À cause du temps.
Because of the time.
Je préfère que nous puissions nous arrêter là.
I would like to stop there.
Je pense que parmi nous, il y a des gens qui peuvent prendre la décision.
I think that amongst us there are people that they have to take the decision to start fasting and pray.
Je n'ai pour arrêter la chose à laquelle tu es addictif.
You can start taking a decision. I have to fast and pray for these things I've been addicted to.
Ça peut être la cigarette.
It could be cigarette.
Moi, je fumais.
Hey, pastor was smoking so much.
À un moment donné, je me suis dit, Seigneur.
And at a certain time, I say, oh Lord.
Maintenant ou jamais.
Now or ever.
Et le Seigneur m'a libéré de cela.
And God delivered me from the cigarette.
Si nous sommes chrétiens.
And if we are truly a Christian.
Et que nous continuons avec l'ancienne vie qu'on avait autrefois.
And you still carrying on with the old life that you had few years ago you met Jesus.
Nous pouvons dire devant Dieu que non, lorsque j'étais dans le monde. Et lorsque je suis venu au Seigneur, j'ai changé cela dans ma vie.
What is the good testimony of God do you going to have to say that when I was in the world, I was like this, but when I came to God, He changed me. What that testimony that you have?
Amen.
Amen.
Si tu n'es pas encore arrivé à ce niveau-là,
if you haven't seen any change that God has done in your life,
demande maintenant que la lumière de Dieu en
you need to ask God's light to shine upon you.
Voilà, nous arrêtons là.
We're going to stop here.
Nous tenons debout.
I'm going to ask all of us to stand in
Et
our feet
prier.
To pray.
J'aimerais que chacun de nous fasse une prière spéciale.
I would like you to make a special prayer.
Seigneur, au-delà de ce que moi je connais,
and you can say, God, above everything I know,
je veux que ma vie soit maintenant différente.
I want my life to be different.
Par des jeûnes et des prières.
From fast and pray.
Je veux que mon église change.
God, I need my church, something to be changed in my church.
Que cette église soit une église vivante.
I need our church to be a living church, a powerful church.
Où les gens se donnent à la prière.
Oh, where you find people that give themselves to the prayer.
Ne regarde pas ton âge.
Don't even look at how old you are.
Dans la Bible, il y a une femme qu'on appelle Anne qui jeûnait. Elle avait 84 ans.
In the Bible, there's a woman called Anne. She was Anne. She was 84 and she was fasting and prayed so much.
Ce n'est pas à cause de ton âge.
It's not how young or old you are.
C'est un problème de la décision personnelle.
This is about a decision that you may take right now. If you want to see the change,
prie maintenant de tout ton cœur.
Pray with all your heart.
Dis quelque chose à Dieu.
Say something to God.
Seigneur.
Say, Lord.
Je ne fais que manger depuis que je suis né.
Since I was born, I've been eating many times in the day.
Mais j'ai appris quelque chose aujourd'hui.
But today I learned something.
Je vais suivre ton exemple.
I want to follow your example, Jesus.
Toi qui es fils de Dieu, tu jeûnais, tu priais.
You were a son of God. As a son of God, you were fasting and praying.
Pourquoi moi je ne peux pas le faire?
Why not me? I cannot do that.
Donne-moi la force qui me manque.
Strengthen me. Give me the power that I don't have to do so.
Que je puisse me décider.
So I can take the decision to do.
Il y a des choses que je dois abandonner.
Because in my life there is a certain things that I have to leave behind me.
Donne-moi la force.
Give me the power to do so.
Que cela soit ta prière maintenant.
And let this be your prayer now. Pray with your heart. Talk to God.
Dieu, Seigneur, qu'est-ce que c'est possible? Te disons merci, Papa, pour la parole d'aujourd'hui. Bénis ton peuple qui l'a écouté, Seigneur. Laisse que ce moment soit un moment de joie, un moment de paix, un moment où nous allons expérimenter ta puissance dans notre vie, Seigneur. Je laisse mes frères qui ont suivi cette parole d'entre tes mains, Seigneur. Aide-nous, Seigneur notre Dieu, à demeurer dans ta présence. Aide-nous à obéir à ta parole, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, et à marcher avec toi, Seigneur. Bon de bon roi, nous savons que parfois nous avons des raisons pour ne pas prier, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, mais aujourd'hui tu nous as appris que nous pouvons jeûner et prier, Seigneur. Bénis ton peuple ici présent, Seigneur. Bénis tes enfants, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, au d'amour. Et tout ceci en ton nom puissant, que tous ceux de tout nous disons gloire et louange à toi, Seigneur.
We say glory to you, Lord.
Tu es malade ici?
I want to ask if someone is sick amongst us.
Tu vas lever ta main.
If you are here, just lift up your hand.
Et nous allons prier pour toi.
We want to pray for you.
Crois seulement que Dieu est capable de faire quelque chose dans ta vie.
Can you just believe even a little that God is able to do something for that?
Après avoir jeûné et prié, Jésus est descendu pour aller prier pour les gens qui étaient malades.
The Bible says after fast and prayer, Jesus came down to pray for those who were sick.
Et c'est ça le secret de Jésus.
And that was the secret of Jesus.
Jeûne et prière.
Fast and prayer.
Touche là où toi tu sens qu'il te fait mal.
If you've got a pain somewhere, touch wherever you are feeling the pain.
Avec ta foi.
With your faith now.
Dieu fera quelque chose.
Believe that God is going to touch you right now.
Ce n'est pas à cause de ma foi, mais ta foi maintenant.
But this is not because of my faith, but yours.
Une ferme assurance.
The Bible says the faith is a firm assurance.
The choses que l'on espère.
Of the things that we hope to see.
Une démonstration de celles que l'on ne voit pas.
A demonstration of those we cannot see.
Touche maintenant là où tu sens que tu as des douleurs.
I may ask you to touch wherever you feel the pain in your body.
Si c'est tout ton corps, mets ta main sur ta tête.
If it's some way complicated in your body, just touch your head.
Seigneur.
Father,
ta main n'est pas courte pour toucher.
Your hands is not short to touch.
Touche maintenant ton peuple ici, Seigneur.
Touch your people right now here, Lord.
Que celui qui était malade,
so whoever was sick right now,
soit maintenant la guérison,
should receive the healing in the name of Jesus.
Toutes les maladies,
all the sickness,
nous les mettons sous nos pieds maintenant.
We put them under our feet now.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus.
Quelle que soit la gravité de cette maladie, Seigneur.
No matter how long this was taking in the children's body,
je détruis la maladie dans le corps de tes enfants.
I destroy the power of the sickness in their body.
Je proclame la guérison maintenant au nom de Jésus.
I proclaim the healing in the name of Jesus.
Touche ton peuple, Seigneur.
Touch your people, Lord.
Enveloppe-le de ton amour.
Surround them with your love.
Et de ta paix, Seigneur.
And with your peace.
Par toi tu donnes,
because you can give
la paix,
the peace,
à la manière que le monde ne peut jamais donner.
Not in the same way the world could give to us.
Au nom de notre Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nous disons amen.
We all say amen.
Que le Seigneur vous bénisse.
May God bless you for the time.